Wilson, sister, GT. Robertson, sister. Sunnyside, Kurrenbong, New South Wales, Australia. March 7th, 1900. Dear sisters Wilson and Robertson, I have been doing my best to sleep during the past night, but a burden was on my soul for the people of Maitland. I have been in prayer, putting up my supplications to God that at this time, when decisions are being made in Maitland, many souls who have had the call, "Come to the supper," may not, with one consent, begin to make excuse and refuse the heavenly invitation. See Luke 14, verse 17, 18. The gospel feast has been provided at great cost, and the Lord is represented as sending out his invitation to come to the feast. In the parable, the preparation is represented as having all been made, and whosoever will may come. But the refusal came back to the master in trivial excuses. Will it be thus with those who have heard the truth for these last days? Will they refuse? Will they scorn the invitation? The false peace of members of the church has been disturbed, and will those whom Christ is inviting hunt up trivial excuses as did the ones represented in the parable? In Maitland, there are two parties striving for the mastery. The apostate is making every effort to turn away those who have been invited, and many souls for whom Christ has given his life to open to them the gates of heaven refuse to enter, as obedient children, the household of faith. Oh, how it pains my heart! The insult to Christ is so terrible. A church has been in a state of spiritual death. The Lord sends his message of invitation and mercy in warnings and reproof. He has a banquet prepared, of which all are invited to partake. They are called upon to arouse from their spiritual death. Then comes the collision. The minister excites opposition. Instead of accepting the truth as it is presented in the Word of God, many turn away as though it was of no consequence to them whether they receive the heavenly call to spiritual life and obedience, or whether they reject the message and choose eternal death. The word and message from God will be, according to the will of the hearer, a savor of life unto life, or of death unto death. Be assured that Satan and his army are contesting every inch of ground where the truth finds access. There is a family that, before the truth was presented from the living oracles, were worldlings. Not one soul was alive to God. But in hearing the word from God's delegated ambassadors, one member of the family became interested, and then another. Then the world presents its advantages, as Satan presented them to Christ. These souls God loves. His angels are watching and ministering unto them. As the truth is presented, the collision begins. The strife for these souls by Satan's party is determined. The church resents the intrusion, as a rebuke to them is implied in this spiritual decision. If the hearts of these two young disciples love the pure Bible truth, they must zealously resist every opposing influence. There has not been light and life in the ministration of the church. The church has not carried the burden of souls. It has not made earnest, persevering efforts for their salvation. These young people were without God and without hope in the world. They had no conviction of sin, for they knew not that sin was the transgression of the law of God. They felt no alarm. But the word has come to them as a sharp, two-edged sword to disturb their carnal security. Truth arouses the conscience and finds lodgment in the soul. The receiver consents to be saved in God's appointed way. Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3, verse 2. Then it must fight out the battle and vanquish the enemy. In this conflict, the human agent is often found in a state of indecision, sometimes inclined to give up the warfare, then inclined to heed the word of the Lord and obey the truth. Those who give heed to the word will need the whole armor of God if they encounter and vanquish the enemy. But we see that some poor souls are stopping the collision by yielding themselves a prey to Satan's devices. They turn away from the truth and array themselves against Christ, against his ministering angels, against the messengers of righteousness. Whose banner are they under? The black banner of rebellion against the law of God. Then their work is resistance, opposition. They will not enter the door of truth, where are hope and peace and righteousness. Neither will they permit others to enter. They furnish themselves with weapons of warfare against God and his anointed Son, Jesus Christ, and lay every stumbling block possible in the way of the salvation of souls. Some will see that it is a case of life or death with them. They will fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on the hope set before them in the gospel. They will place their hand confidingly in the hand of Christ and say, "I will follow thee, my Savior." But there are members of the church, and even ministers of the flock, who with deceiving arguments will oppose their advance, and with some they will prevail. And what will be the record in the day when every soul that has not returned to loyalty to God will hear the word, "Depart"? Both ministers and the deceived souls who have turned from the truth to fables have rejected eternal life. To all in the mission household, Brother and Sister James and Brother Goodhart and all the others, I would say, work on. Let all have faith in God. You will surely reap if you faint not. Brother Colcord needs all the help and strength from God that it is possible for him to receive. He has a hard battle to fight, but be assured that many souls will be saved as the reward of the faithful labor bestowed. Brother and Sister Hickox will receive help and still greater help from God, but there must be no relaxing of the stern, earnest endeavor. There must be no discouragement. Press the battle to the gate. Pray, agonize with God, have faith in God. Let all pull together. There must be no separation. All need to cooperate with God, and you will surely see of his salvation. You must not overlook the plainness and force and power of the truth. It is to be presented line upon line. Begin with your own hearts, for out of the heart are the issues of life. Let the prayer ascend from unfeigned lips. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Psalm 51, verse 10. The promise is most emphatic. A new heart will I give you. Ezekiel 36, verse 26. Would that every worker might learn how to reach souls through God. In your several places and your relations to one another, there is to be a solid oneness. Draw together, stand shoulder to shoulder. Let no one weaken his or her individual influence by imaginings. Pull on the right side for all that you are worth. Christ, as an abiding power in the heart, continually will give you mind, tongue, and utterance. The new creating, converting power of God must come to your own souls and flow out from your own hearts in fitting words. Then you can entreat, appeal, pray, hope, and hold on to souls, drawing with Christ Jesus. Let there be no divided interest. The battle is strong. Take to yourselves individually the soldier's uniform. Take every piece of the armor. Let not the interest or vigor flag, but bear in mind that you will have the heaviest kind of warfare. We fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. For Christ's sake, put on the whole armor of God, and having done all that you can do to place yourselves in right relation to God, stand. Ephesians 6, verse 12 11. Let not the heart be disturbed by the opposing influences against the Word of God. Hide self in Christ. Let Christ alone appear as the chiefest among 10,000 and the one altogether lovely. Brother Hickox and Brother Colcord, you will need to be helps to each other. Counsel together and help each other in every possible way. You can do much in this line. Brother Hickox, unite heart and soul and energy with Brother Colcord. Bear in mind that he carries a heavy load. He feels the burden and will suffer under its pressure unless you help him in every possible way. The hearts of God's workers are to be one in love and union, in work and interest and zeal, and God will give you the victory. May the Lord bless every soul, and He will if you have faith in Him.